This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we talk to Space Monkey Mafia, an up-and-coming six-piece ensemble out of the Twin Cities. They tell us about how they got their name, how they formed, and the story behind their newest member of the band, a stray cat that they rescued. So I'm here with the Space Monkey Mafia. How are you guys doing today?
Phenomenal.
Pretty great, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
Stellar. Awesome. And fun story you guys were just telling me. You want to tell me the story of how you got your new feline friend?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got this tour cat now. We call him Captain Crook because we were up in Crookston last night. And as we pulled up to the after party house,
we didn't know it was going to be an after party.
Yeah, we're going to the house that we're going to crash at, this farmhouse, essentially.
It's 2:30 in the morning. No idea what to expect.
Tell me about it, Tim.
All right. I want to, back up a little bit just because we had no idea to expect. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, you can crash on my cousin's couch. It's like, okay. So we show up to this farmhouse in the middle of nowhere, 10 miles outside of Crookston, and we get there at 2:30, and it's like we hear the music bumping from inside. And we're like, oh, shit, what's going on here?
Cars,
there's 10 cars out there. And so, and then we're like, all right, okay. And then, so the first thing we see is this cat come up to us, and this cat's freezing. It's
shivering,
cuddling
shaking.
With us. Yeah, it's, so it's, yeah.
Jumped right into Riley's arms.
Yeah, jumped into Riley's arms, and, yeah.
All night we were like, well, Riley started saying, I want to take this cat home. And I thought it was a joke at first because we were all drinking and smoking. So I was like, aha, yeah, we're going to bring a cat home today. And then the owners of the house were like, yeah, we don't know whose cat that is. This is just an outdoor cat that roams around. We feed sometime. And Riley was like, I'm going to bring that cat home. And I was like, haha, Riley, you goon.
We're going to let it die.
They were going to just let it die, yeah. But then,
I don't know, you want to tell us about what moved you?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I just picked him up and he let me hold him and then put him down, and he was just walking around my feet I was just another cat.
Love it.
Yeah,
sight.
It was, truly was.
Oh my
God. But yeah, I don't know. I was like, all right, if he's there in the morning, we're going to take him home. And sure enough, he comes out to greet us as we're leaving, packing up to go. Huh. So yeah.
Riley grabbed him and I was like, I don't know about this, Riley. I don't know about this. And he's like, we got to do it. I'm like, I really don't know. And he's like, come on. And I'm like, all right. And we'll put him in the car. And if he doesn't freak out by the end of the driveway, we'll take him with us. So I put him on my lap, put him on a pillow, gave him a little throne. And he curled up in a little ball and sat on my lap for 6-hour drive. So he's pretty much officially part of the band now.
Over driving responsibilities at the end. That's why we call him Captain Crook.
And then we get here to Winona, and we're like, ask the bar owner, we're like, yo, can we bring our cat in here? And he's like, yeah, that's totally cool. And I'm like, oh, well, that's awesome. That's pretty cool. So, yeah,
we're
now.
Still
out on the ring word, yeah. So, get back to the city, get him his shots and stuff. And so.
Yeah, we rescued this cat, but I like to think he rescued me.
Yeah.
This first song is called Can't Eat Honey Because You Can't Eat Money. Finally realize you can't eat money.
every nation, chopping up their world to make a dime. Whoa, to die for the lobbyists, consistent conservation.
Yeah. So you guys definitely have a nice like friendship dynamic going on here. How do you guys all meet each other? How, what's the story behind that?
Well, it first started at McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul. Four of the six of us went there. Two actually still do. So me, myself, Blake, Joe, our bass player, Riley, Mr. Cat Saver, and Cody, our tromboner. We all met, and so Riley and Joe had their original group, and they were sort of like an Irish punk band, and they did a little ska, and later on I joined, and then Cody played with us, and then Cody's like, oh, you gotta meet my friend Tim, and Riley's like, oh, you gotta meet my friend Dante, he rips on the saxophone, and then little did we know that Dante could just like shred on the vocals like none other. And so it's just kind of a, yeah, so the six of us have just kind of had a chemistry, and we've been gigging for about over a year now.
But, yeah, we haven't really known, we haven't actually, like, I don't know, I haven't known these guys for very long in the grand scheme of things, just about a year and a half. Me and Cody used to go to Normandale Community College together, so that's how we know each other. And, yeah, and then me and Joe know each other from just going to Harmony Park music festivals and stuff, so.
My favorite story about Tim and I is that Cody was like, hey, I got this awesome saxophone player coming to try out, see if he wants to be in the band with us. And the second he walked in the house for rehearsal, I looked at him and I was like, didn't we meet at Harmony Park this weekend?
Walking the audition, I'm like, oh, hey.
It was like Sunday or Tuesday after the festival. We're like, didn't we meet at Harmony Park this weekend? It's like, yeah, we totally did. It's one of my favorite stories.
Yeah, I met Riley in a different band that we play with, an indie group called Mild Manor, and Riley hit me up after he'd been playing with our group for a couple months, and he was like, hey, would you want to like play sax in this ska project? And I hadn't listened to much ska music, to be honest, and it wasn't, like, anything on my radar. So I was like, hey, yeah, I'm looking for new stuff. Like, I'll try it out. And it's quickly become one of my favorite genres. It's just so fun and goofy and, like, it's so much happiness and joy you can express through it. And it's a good group of people to be making music with, for sure.
I used to roam the Winona, Minnesota, how y'all feeling right now? Hell yeah. Such a pleasure to be here. Many thanks to Broken World Records for having us.
Broken World Records.
That's awesome. So I'm sure everyone, I'm sure you get this question a lot and everyone's thinking it, but how did the name come to be?
It was Blake.
Who wants to tackle this one?
All right, so maybe two people I've talked to since we've been playing in this band have recognized where they've heard Space Monkey Mafia before. It's actually, it's if you've ever heard the song We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire.
Oh, yeah,
it was always burning since the world's been turning. And then for the verses, he proceeds to just yell all the shit that's wrong with the world. And so he's like, Buddy Holly, Ben Hur, Space Monkey Mafia, da 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 da. And he's like, I think he's saying Space Monkey is one thing, and then Mafia is another. Like, hey, it's messed up that we sent monkeys into space. And then there's also Mafia in a lot of major U.S. cities. And then I just kind of took the comma out, and I was like, yeah, that's a kind of cool name. And we all kind of just settled on it.
Yeah.
At first, I hated it. I was like,
this is literally the worst band name ever, and I've been in some awfully named bands, but you know, it grew on me. You know, it really did.
We also spent like months coming up with alternate band names,
and nothing stuck. Nothing stuck. So, and. Yeah, now we printed T-shirts, so we're in it to win it. We're in it to win it. We can't change it now. We got merch, so it's. But you know, it's. I think for the style of music and for the aesthetic, it actually works out really well, and it kind of just, it really does encompass the sound. Like, you know, it's just kind of wild and you know, takes you to space. You know, go to space with us. You know.
Easy.
I just want people to know that we're here to take out commas from Billy Joel songs.
Well said, well said.
The knobs on the door.
That little tune was written by our drummer, Riley Jacobson. This song is about when your girlfriend has a dream that you cheated on her. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so I got two more questions for you guys. The first of them being, how do you go about writing your songs? Like, what's like, what's the creative process there? He had his hand up first.
So we're fortunate enough to have about four songwriters in this band, all bringing different types of songs to the table. So Blake, our guitar player, writes a lot of swingy and ska-oriented songs, and that helps shape us into the ska side of everything. Our drummer, Riley, writes very progressive. I like to describe it as psychedelic. I don't think the other guys do.
I call it nerdy.
His music comes out a little more psychedelic in my eyes. That gives us an alternative sound. And then Tim and I, our songs, when we bring those to the table, are a lot more punk. So that altogether just gives us a whole smorgasbord of songs to work with.
Idea for song title.
Smorgasbord of songs. I really think this group is interesting because what happens is usually someone comes in with a fully fleshed out song. Like, they've got all the verses, all the choruses written out. They've got the form. They know what they want. And so everybody is comfortable enough playing together and is talented enough to just fall into place around, like, the vision of the songwriter. And so what happens is we end up with these very distinct songs with very different visions for each one, but it kind of all comes together and makes what we are.
Awesome, awesome. And where can people find your music? Are you guys on any streaming, or what's up with that?
What is up with that, Tim?
Well, excuse me. Currently, we do not really have anything released. We have one song on SoundCloud, but we have an album that we are in the process of recording. It's about 2/3 of the way down, I'd say. So, yeah, we don't actually have anything out yet in terms of recorded music, really. But the album is being worked on, and we are hoping to release it sometime in early 2018. And so, yeah, that'll be our debut record, and really excited for that. We got stuff on YouTube, some live recordings, and we might have some live recordings that we'll be releasing on SoundCloud as well pretty soon here. So,
yeah, so if you guys do want to hear us, we have this amazing fan of ours. Her name is Alexia, and she comes to all our shows and films them for us, and it's great. And so we've got some videos out there. Most of them can be found on our Instagram page. It's at Space Monkey Mafia Band. And there's a lot of live videos, mostly just 1 minute long clips. And then also on YouTube, if you search Space Monkey Mafia, there's a few live videos. Our good friend Wyatt has done, from the band Itis, yeah, their drummer, has done some phenomenal video work for us. And We recently did
You have one music video.
We have one music video, which was Tim and Dante were working on a candidate for mayor of Minneapolis. They were working on his campaign, and Tim wrote a brilliant song about it. His name was Ray Dean, and so we got on a big social media spree with that.
And the song's called Ray is Bay, by the way. So I just want to get that out there.
Unfortunately, Ray came in second place in the election, so where we go from here is we're going to make the song minor, we're going to put it in a minor key, and we're going to say Ray was bae.
Oh. All right, well, thank you, you guys. This has been Space Monkey Mafia.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much. Yes. Hit us up if you want a t-shirt. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. And come find us. Coming to your town soon.
The record is dropping early 2018. The record is dropping, so be on the lookout for that. Coming out. And we're gonna be continuing to hit the road. One thing I do want to mention is we're playing a hotel party in Albert Lea. That's kind of one of the big things we're doing in January. So that's something that people kind of travel to from all over the state of Minnesota and other states as well. But it's, you know, just it's a wild hotel party. We're going to be doing a 2-hour set. And we got, you know, the headliners are Frog Leg and Useful Jenkins, some of our homies. So, yeah, that one's going to be really fun.
Don't stop taking out those commas, guys. We're sorry for your time.
Thanks again to Space Monkey Mafia for talking with us, and thank you for listening. I'm Logan Erickson, and I hope you have a good night.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.